Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, August 27th. Tesla is planning to open a new delivery center with an impressive capacity of up to 300 cars a day in China. The first one, called the Tesla Pudong Delivery Center, is going to be in Shanghai, located in the Waigaoqiao Free Trade Zone, only about 70 kilometers away from Tesla's Gigafactory in Shanghai. Tesla is reportedly planning to use the location for sale, delivery, and service, and the most impressive thing is actually the delivery capacity, which is reportedly going to be up to 300 cars per day. That's over 100,000 cars per year, or just under Tesla's current overall annual deliveries in the entirety of China. Local reports also say Tesla is planning a small car theme park outside the location. Tesla and the FBI worked together to prevent a group of ransomware hackers from attacking Tesla's Gigafactory in Nevada, according to a complaint from the FBI. The FBI released information this week on the arrest of Igor Igorovich Kryuchkov, a 27-year-old Russian citizen who they claim was part of a group who attempted to extort millions of dollars from Tesla. Kryuchkov met a Tesla employee, who remains anonymous, several times socially before making a proposition to pay the employee $1 million to help introduce malware into Tesla's internal computer systems in order to extract corporate data and affect Tesla's operations. Kryuchkov alleged that he was representing a group that would then arrange a ransom with Tesla in order to not release the information and stop affecting its operations. The employee didn't refuse him, but he did immediately inform Tesla, who then informed the FBI. This Tesla employee has saved the company from a potentially crippling blow. Porsche was supposed to deliver the Cross Turismo wagon version of the Taycan electric car later this year. However, it is now confirmed that the project has been delayed until next year. Porsche said that the reason was because of the success of the existing Taycan. The automaker delivered about 5,000 Taycan electric cars during the first half of 2020, the full first year of production of the all-electric vehicle. The Cross Turismo wagon version is expected to expand the market for the electric car, with more cargo space resulting in a greater balance between performance and utility. Volkswagen has confirmed that it is going with an online reservation with deposit system for the ID.4 electric SUV launch. The German automaker will start taking reservations next month and ask for a $100 deposit to put your name on the list. In the United States, Volkswagen is on track to start production of the ID.4 at the Chattanooga factory in early of 2022. The VW ID.4 is going to be a small SUV, roughly the size of a Tesla Model Y, with more than 250 miles of range on a charge and a starting price of around $40,000. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, Mike Fluitt, the CEO of UK supercar maker McLaren Automotive, told the Financial Times that the company will focus on hybrid supercars for the next 10 years and fully shift to electric by the year 2030. Unfortunately, they do not expect to launch a fully electric car until after 2025. UK-made components in the new models will rise to 60%, the highest of any major vehicle maker in Britain. McLaren is traditionally a racing brand and has only built road cars for the last 10 years. A Los Angeles-based EV charging startup, Zeal, which uses predictive AI software to maximize the profits of charging stations, will boost passive income for property owners, and it just successfully closed its seed investment round. Zeal's technology eliminates energy price volatility and generates up to 700% return on investments for buildings and their owners. A parachutist made the world's first jump from a solar-powered airplane on Tuesday after the plane flew to nearly 5,000 feet in Switzerland. The two-seater prototype plane made its first test flight to promote green energy in the Solar Stratos project. The plane also had a pilot, by the way, who landed it safely. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, Graham Pollard completed the first known cross-country trek using electric stand-up scooters. The feat was sponsored by Segway, who provided six of their Segway 9-Bot Kick Scooter Max models for the coast-to-coast trip. As Graham exclaimed shortly after crossing the finish line of the journey, quote, "Now that we have finished, I am beyond thrilled about the journey we completed. I built a lot of character, had some once-in-a-lifetime experiences, and met some amazing people along the way." At the event, Segway also teased the U.S. launch of their new electric moped, the Segway E-Moped Model C. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.